And thank you for joining us. We're here on the What Do You Think program. We have Blue Water Youth for Christ here. They've got their 48th annual benefit auction coming up here. Actually, it's going on now. So I've got Todd and Cheyenne here from Blue Water. And how are you guys?
Doing good, yeah. Thanks for having us.
It's great to be here with you this morning.
Good. So you want to tell us about what's going on with the auction and things revolving around it?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is our 48th annual benefit auction. So way back, what would this be, the late 80s that the auction would have started? And I'm sure when they started it, they just gathered a bunch of stuff down at the Park and Pigeon and sold it. And it's evolved over time to, you know, now we're online, as many auctions are. It seems like kind of the live auction is kind of, you know, not as popular. And so this is the 48th edition. We've been online for the last 4 years with bidnow.us. And so this is one of our, it's our second largest fundraiser of the year. And so we have all kinds of items. They're up on the site. We have 242 items and a lot of different categories of stuff that we're selling.
We gathered at the park, right?
We used to gather at the park. Yeah.
So, yeah, online's great because even if people don't live local and they want to bid, they can. And
exactly.
They can be wherever because we stream this nationwide. So, actually around the globe. And the site is bidnow.us. That's the website you can go to. You click on the current auctions and it'll take you. They're the second one on it. And you can see what they've got and bid on items right there.
Yeah.
But I know you just collected things at the park. So why don't you tell us what you collected?
Well, we have certificates from a variety of different things. So we've got everything from beauty salons, oil changes, to getaway to the Grand Hotel, Tigers tickets, U of M tickets. You know, we've got grills. We've got patio furniture. We've got a refurbished snowblower. We've got items that have been donated. We've got some things that have been crafted, you know, by some local craftsmen. We have a
golf passes.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
And I see here, everybody jokes because all I talk about is food. 4 quarters of beef with processing.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It is.
I mean, especially day and age with the price of meat the way it is, that's a great deal.
It is. The Lockwood Farms has been a fantastic partner with Youth for Christ for a number of years. They're out of Tuscola County. And that 4 quarters of beef, it's amazing what a blessing it is. You know, if you take a look at all of our proceeds when it's said and done, those 4 quarters of beef were a significant portion, you know, of the income that comes from the auction. So things like that are just, it's kind of neat to see how they get bid up.
Yeah.
If they need to stock their freezer, what a great way to do it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Now I see you also have one item here. My son is going to go crazy for Toby Mac concert tickets.
Yeah.
That was gifted by our neighbor. Susan, shout out to Susan. So she was able to snatch some tickets for Toby Mac and Zach Williams and some other artists as well, you can see. But, I mean, the opportunity to see Toby Mac and is still today, you know, being in such good shape and you know, a seasoned singer, he's going
to
do...
Oh, I used to listen to him as a kid.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
My son listens to him and loves him. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know? This is great.
Yeah, like Cheyenne says, he still puts on a great performance.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, as a Christian ministry, you know, we love his content. And so everything about his show, it is stuff that resonates so well with us. Mm-hmm. But the Toby Mac concert is the weekend after the auction closes. So it comes quick. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, anybody that's interested, check that date. And if it works for you, bid on that ticket because it's going to be a great show.
Yeah.
Bid on that. because that'll go quick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you got a lot of items. Oh, my gosh. And if you're not familiar with Blue Water Thumb, check out their website, bluewaterthumbyfc.org. You'll want to check that out. And they're local. Everything's done right here in the Thumb.
Yeah, yeah. Also, we have presence on Facebook. So Blue Water Thumb YFC, we have a Facebook page. We also have an Instagram page, Blue Water Thumb YFC. So if you search any of those, you'll be able to follow us on Facebook, also on Instagram. And, you know, kind of the cool thing about that is that's where we get to put a lot of exciting content about what's happening in the ministry, mm-hmm. because it's just so much easier to flow all that stuff onto, you know, Instagram and the social media
yep.
than it is the website.
Yeah.
And so that's always fresh, and there's always new things being posted each week.
Well, that's awesome. So I interrupted you. What else you got going on there?
Yeah, well, Shane, why don't you talk a little bit about what you're doing locally?
Yeah.
Yeah, so locally I serve here in Bad Axe and Ubley Schools, and so we get to do, in the summertime is a little bit different routine, but we get to do some different trips and events for the students. And so this summer we're going to have at our house, we'll host a monthly game night or bonfire at our house for kids to kind of get together, gather with some food, some conversations, and just hanging out together. And then also we're going to take some kids to middle school camp or up in Spring Hill Camp. And okay. so we'll take them, actually next week, we'll take some middle school kids to camp, a full experience, get to interact with other kids from the Midwest and beyond. And also this summer we'll have a chance to do a service project over in Bay City, where we take a group of students, you know, just an hour away, get to serve in different capacities by way of visiting rescue missions, serving at the soup kitchen, helping with different local churches in the area, and really just exposes our kids from the Thumb to really see that there are needs everywhere. And so it's been really cool. This will be our second year this year to do that service trip. But
that's awesome.
Yeah, so it's cool. We get to be really creative on how we get to engage with our students in school and out of school.
That's really neat.
Yeah, I was thinking as I drove to the radio station about how all of this started. And there's a picture I have in my office. I serve as executive director, and our ministry is in Huron and Tuscola counties. And there's a picture, and we believe it's 1959, in the dining room of Kay McKim's parents. And there's a gentleman named Ray Clendenin, who was big in the YFC movement in the 50s down in Marlette. And so he was up meeting with some folks right outside of Bad Axe about how do we get Youth for Christ started in Huron County. And so the roots trace back all the way to the late 50s. And wow. YFC has had a presence here ever since. And so, you know, you do the math, that's 60 plus years. And as I thought about the auction and the fact that so many of these 240 some items are just within a stone's throw of where we are, and so many people from the community that support the auction, make donations. You know, Cheyenne, I know when you go around to, you know, nobody probably likes their solicitators when they come, you know, but I think you're pretty well received, and yeah. folks are,
yeah.
you know, willing to be like, well, this is a way that I can contribute and support. And so just really kind of neat as I drove up here to think about our auction happens because of a great community that we live in. And YFC has been active since the 50s because we just have community people that believe in youth and want to try to figure out what's the best way that we can continue to support them. And fortunately, YFC, I think, has the opportunity to play a role, you know, in helping kids. And, you know, we just have to really be, you know, I think, the forefront of everything that we do, and our Arena community knows this, but I mean, we're a Christian youth ministry, and we want to share the life-changing message of Jesus Christ with young people. And we find that as they engage with Him, they just respond, and it's life-changing. And so you've been up here the last 5 years getting to experience that through your ministry here in Bad Axe.
That's, you know, the youth are the future. So it's important to involve them, include them, hear them. So that's really neat.
Yeah, one of the neat things that, you know, I've been doing this type of ministry for 25 years is to see that, you know, some of our students come from very stable, great, awesome family backgrounds. And there's still a role in helping them to, like, they have good roots from their families and their local churches, and being involved with Cheyenne, for example, and going on this mission trip he's talking about, and getting a chance to see that, oh my gosh, in Bay City, there is a community of homeless people that when you drive through town, you just don't see. But but for those students to come and experience that, and just be able to spread their wings and be able to really start to develop their faith even further. And then, of course, we're well aware of how many, you know, kids come from situations where the family situation isn't great. And so, you know, what an opportunity to, you know, help make a positive impact in their life through, you know, we've got guys like Cheyenne and ladies like Cheyenne all over the thumb, and, you know, doing this kind of work.
I know Cheyenne, whenever you walk into the door and ask somebody for money or a donation, it's always apprehensive. But the honest truth about it is, if you're one of the people that helped donate or give to the mission, it helps you, because people, when they recognize you support it, are willing to support you. So it's a great way to get your name out and help a good cause at the same time.
Yeah.
We believe firmly in the three circles model. And so that's a language we use with YFC. So three circles, our logo for YFC is, the first, you know, circle is God's story. Second circle, is you know, my story. And the third circle is their story. So as we engage with students, we share, you know, our story, present to them God's story, right, the message of Jesus. And with that, we get to help them and hear their story as well, as all three circles come together. And so the beauty of it is, where I'm going with this is that we get to share stories with folks who, when we do reach out for, you know, donations or ways to support us. And so hearing a story is a great way to get them to get on board and to support us.
Absolutely it is. And you're helping to form young people's worldview in the process.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. That's a great mission.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to have to take a break here, but stay tuned. We're going to come right back, and we'll be talking with Todd and Cheyenne a little bit more about the auction and what's coming up.
Keeping you informed 24/7 around the clock. We're the Thumbs Home for Country, WHST-FM 94.1 and WLEW-AM 1340.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Scott here with you on the Thumbs Hottest Country. Weather-wise today, well, it's going to be okay. It's going to be in the low 70s, partly sunny skies, maybe a little bit of rain, but that's all right.
Good morning. The overall pattern will remain unsettled here through tomorrow before we start to see some improvement. Our next approaching low pressure center will be moving in from the west southwest later today, and that system will slowly cross the Thumb and Sunrise side tonight. The cold front will effectively wash out across the area early Friday with improvement Friday afternoon. Clouding up with afternoon showers and thunderstorms, low 70s today, southwest winds at 5 to 15, chance of rainfall 60%. Spotty showers and thunderstorms, mid winds at 10 to 15, rainfall 80%. Lots of cloudiness tomorrow with isolated showers, upper 60s, west to northwest winds at 10 to 20 with a 30% chance of rainfall. Partly cloudy, low 50s tomorrow night. Partly sunny, 68 to 72 Friday, westerly winds at 10 to 15, a 20% chance of precipitation. From WLEW Precision Weather Service, this is meteorologist Russ Murley.
The Port Austin Community Players invite you to enjoy a family musical fantasy, Oz. A cyclone carries Dorothy and Toto to the magical land of Oz. When Dorothy's house squashes the Wicked Witch of the East, she is ecstatically thanked by the liberated Munchkins and given permission to wear the witch's powerful silver slippers. From there, Baum's lovable characters, Rubberleg Scarecrow, Cowardly Lion, and Tin Woodsman, join Dorothy on a journey to meet the Great Oz. While on their trek, they battle the Wicked Witch of the West, who is determined to get revenge for the death of her sister. This bright musical is charged with a bundle of wonderful songs and thrill after thrill. Performances are Friday, June 19th and Saturday, June 20th at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday, June 21st at 2 p.m. Tickets are $12 for adults and $8 for youth 18 and under. For reservations, contact the Port Austin Community Players box office at 989-738-5217. That's 989-738-5217.
Ready for a home upgrade? Discover the difference with new gutters from Peruski's Seamless Gutters of Upley. Say goodbye to water damage, leaks, and clogs. Peruski's seamless design ensures a flawless flow, protecting your home year-round. With a variety of colors and materials, they enhance both function and style. Don't settle for old, worn-out gutters. Trust Peruski's for top-notch quality and unmatched expertise. Rain or shine, Peruski's has you covered. Call Peruski Seamless Gutters at 989-550-0606. That's 989-550-0606. And elevate your home with Peruski Seamless Gutters of Ubley today.
And we're back on the What Do You Think program. We've got Todd and Cheyenne here from Blue Water Youth for Christ. And they've got their 48th annual live auction. It's online. You can go to www.bidnow.us and click on the current auctions. They're the second one you see there, and you can bid on any of the items they've got up, and it's only gonna go till Monday evening. That'd be June 22nd, day after Father's Day. Great way to give Dad a gift. So I'm going to turn it back over to Todd and Cheyenne, let them talk a little bit more about what's going on with it.
Yeah, so in case anyone's not familiar with the online auction process, when you go to bidnow.us, there's a simple process of registering, getting your bidder number, creating your account, and then you can go and bid on, you know, our auction and any other auctions that they have available. And it's a pretty simple process. And then how things will work is our winning bidders will actually come to the YFC office to pick up their certificate or the item that they won in the auction. And that will be where they'll make their final payment. Rather than paying through the auction house, they'll pay directly to YFC when they pick up their item. So just try to make it really clean. Boom, you won that item. That's great. You're going to get emailed a printout that says, here are your items. You bring it up to the YFC office, and we'll load those items up for you and put them in your hand, and and send you back home with your item.
And they can find all this on Facebook and Instagram and stuff too.
Yeah, so we have a pretty wide presence on social media with Instagram and Facebook. And if you just search for Blue Otter Thumb YFC, you'll be able to find us. And it has a QR code to take you to the website and take you to bid now and be able to get connected with the auction.
The only way you could make it simpler is to register for them and vote for them.
Well, you know, with AI, who knows? Maybe we can do that for everybody, and maybe you won't even know what you won. We'll just send it to you and and give you a bill or something.
So what else you got here?
Yeah, I got a couple items, and Cheyenne, maybe you got a couple items you wanna highlight, but want to talk about the history of the auction. Over the years, we've had some fantastic dinners that have been done locally, and so we have three dinners that are really kind of special to us. For years and years, Jerry and Angie Dubes did a fish dinner for eight people. And I tell you, you want to talk about fish that is well prepared and all of the fixings and all of that stuff. And unfortunately, due to some health issues, they're not able to do the dinner this year. But kind of in their honor, we're going to try our best to put the fish dinner on so we have somebody who's stepping in the meantime so that we can keep that tradition of the fish dinner going. And so that's just a fun evening of getting together, enjoying some great, you know, great food, great company. And another dinner that we have is called the East Side Progressive Dinner. So this is the east side of Huron County in a very unique situation where we take the YFC bus. So we own three motor coaches. We take the YFC bus and we take people to five different locations to have these five courses of the progressive dinner. So they'll meet, get on the bus, go for appetizers, go for salad, go for soup, go for the entree, and then go for dessert and wrap up the evening. And so we have hosts at five different locations that offer the different courses. Wow. And it's such a fun evening because there's always people there that are, they've known YFC longer than I have. And then we always have some new people who through that dinner experience get exposed to, wow, you know, it's really cool that, you know, you have this kind of stuff going on. And then we have another dinner called the Harvest Dinner, hosted by Jeff and Kim Leiprant, and it's in the Pigeon area for 10 people, and it's just a very elegant meal and a great setting in their home, and wonderful conversation. Like I mentioned, I've been part of this ministry for 25 years. At last year's Harvest Dinner, I heard some YFC stories that I had never heard before, and some of them are a little crazy, but you know, one of the things that I think is really neat with the auction is, yeah, we're online. Technically, you could be nationwide and participate globally and participate, but we just got some items that just have such a local flavor and feel to them that it's really neat.
And it sounds a lot like, of course, being from Pennsylvania, what they call family-style dinners. Even your bus one, where you go place with group of people, it allows you the opportunity to fellowship with people and get to know them throughout the course of a meal.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
A couple items that I can highlight that are pretty significant, I'll say, is all the Lions fans out there, we have some Lions preseason tickets. So sadly, not regular season tickets, but preseason tickets. Even though they're preseason, they still matter, and they are well worth watching.
It's going to give you an idea how they're going to do through the year.
Yeah, so
you want to get that little insight.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, just even the experience of going to Ford Field.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's whether it's preseason or regular season, that's an event, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
We also have new this year, it's very unique. Thumb Bank and Trust has been a wonderful partner with our auction for years and years. And so they have secured what's called the Detroit Lions suite at the Grand Traverse Bay Resort. And so this suite is totally decked out in Lions, the furniture, the decor, the curtain, the bedspread. It's just Detroit Lions suite. And so there's two one-night stays in the suite. The package also includes two rounds of golf at the Grand Traverse Bay golf course, two meals for two people in their restaurants that are part of the resort. I mean, you know, the Grand Traverse Resort is like, that's a place you want to go and experience. And so just a really cool package that Thumb Bank has put together that is unique. We haven't had anything quite like this before. So
it is unique. Mm-hmm. If you're a golfer, what a great way. Get a night stay in the Lions room, your meals, and golf.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, in a beautiful spot. So
yeah.
We also have a two-night stay at the Grand Hotel Resort, Mackinac Island. So that's always a big item in the auction. We've had that for a number of years. And we got some U of M football tickets. We got some Detroit Tigers tickets. So trying to offer a little bit of everything in addition to lots of certificates to local businesses for services and things of that nature.
Yeah. You've got something for everyone.
We sure hope so.
Yeah.
It sounds like it.
Yeah. Even families, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the whole cool thing about this that we've talked about is, we're talking about buying items. Do we like the items? Are the items going to generate funds or not? But, you know, literally every bid that is made, whether you win the item or not, helps us raise funds so that we can continue to do the work that we've been called to do. So there are, like I mentioned, there are other people like Cheyenne in our community. So we have Jason Gaffke over in Harbor Beach in North Huron Schools running a campus life program like Cheyenne does. We have William Spicer at Laker Schools. We've got Mike and Lindsay Kemp at Unionville Seaboying Area Schools. We have Brittany Hamilton in Cass City Schools. We've got Elijah Dietzel and Caro in Akron Fairgrove. We've got Joe Bongard down in Millington and Vassar. And so all of the funds raised through this auction support the work that these folks are doing with young people throughout Huron and Tuscola County. And we engage with about 1,500 different students through the course of a year between our staff and our volunteers. Some of those relationships are deep. Some of them are, hey, I know who Cheyenne is. He's a fun guy. I'm going to come to his breakfast club. He talks to me at the lunchroom. Hey, okay, that might be the level of that relationship. Mm-hmm. But it's a positive adult in a kid's life. And the statistics say that the more positive role models you can put in the life of a student, you know, that has an effect.
Yeah.
And so, you know, things like the auction are just really worthwhile and very helpful for us to be able to continue to do the work that, you know, that we've been blessed to be able to do in the Thumb for a long time.
Mm-hmm. And everybody knows cost is going up on everything, even for you. So this is a great way to help put money into it and invest in the future of lives of kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, our organization doesn't have a lot of overhead. Our most valuable resource are our people. People like Cheyenne that are out in the field, so to speak, you know, at the school, at a sporting event, at a school activity, have an appointment with a student, gathering them at their house. And so that is it's our biggest expense. We want to take good care of our people. We want to provide for them. And so the auction is it's our second largest fundraiser of the year. And so we just, you know, would encourage people to just remember, as you're bidding, every bid you make raises more funds, whether you win the item or not.
Yeah, and it's 48 years strong, and sounds like it gets better every single year.
We're sure trying.
Yep. Yeah.
We're sure trying.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, I know you got the auction going on, but is there anything just around Blue Water that you want to share?
Yeah, you want to talk about some of the stuff we got going on this summer and looking ahead to the fall?
Yeah, so the Campus Life Directors shared a little bit as far as what we do locally, but we all do some type of a trip or event for our students in the summertime. And so, again, just being creative of how to engage with students. Again, it can be tough because, you know, they're not in school. So how to find ways to connect with them outside of school. It's doable, but it can be difficult. But heading into the fall, we'll kick back off again with back-to-school stuff, you know, open houses, kind of, you know, re-engage with the community, the staff, the students. And then in the fall, we'll do a annual lock-in, which is, stay up all night, you know, lock-in. Typically, you know, we're at some location, and we'll stay up all night, do some sort of activities and food and a lot of adult presence and supervision and have a message and just for kids to connect, because we realize that when kids get together, it's just something special, you know, whether they meet someone new, they bring their buddies, or they meet, old friends. It's really cool to be in a place, a space where kids can gather and hang out, and be in a safe space to gather and hang out, but also be encouraged and challenged with the message of Jesus and how that can change your life. So.
And I know we're focusing on the kids, but how do the schools respond?
Yeah. Again, as I was driving up here thinking about, you know, Youth for Christ and how long it's been here in the Thumb, we are incredibly blessed to have administration in the schools that see the value that the local church and that a group like Youth for Christ can bring. You know, we know that, of course, there are boundaries when we're on the school campus. You know, there are guidelines. You know, we don't proselytize. You know, we want to be a positive presence. We want to be an asset, so to speak, to the school. And school budgets are also limited. Mm-hmm. You know, they can't hire for every need that they have. So I have conversations again and again with principals that will say, it's great when your staff are here because it just adds another positive adult in the lunchroom, on the playground, mm-hmm. Interacting with our students before school if it's in a breakfast club setting, or after school if it's an after school program. And so we're just really blessed in here on Atascola County to have administration that see the value. So even if you're a Youth for Christ staff person or volunteer, there's openness. And also if you're a local youth pastor, there's openness to youth pastors and youth directors coming onto these campuses. And it's such a blessing. And I think it's a real advantage for Thumb kids to have administration that are willing to, you know, work with the church and work with YFC. Mm-hmm. You go to Bay City, and it's a different dynamic. It's a different ball game. And we may not be able to do exactly what we could do in Bay City that we're able to do in the Thumb, because we have an administration that are so open.
Yeah, very thankful.
Well, different locations, you know, things change.
Yeah, different.
And the thing is even I look at this and I'm like, kids don't matter what religion they are. It's just a positive influence, you know? So when they can get together with people they know they're safe with, mm-hmm. and be in a positive atmosphere as opposed to the negative that's out there, you know, it's just another way of nailing down a good future for our kids.
Yeah. To piggyback a little bit off of what Cheyenne was talking about, each of our directors this summer is going to offer something for kids. Cheyenne and Jason are combining to do this mission experience in Bay City. Different staff are taking kids to different camps, different trips. And then we have a very unique opportunity for some area students in August. We have a satellite ministry that we've started up in Leelanau County, west of Traverse City. So it's 3 hours away, but we have some connection up there where they've launched some campus life ministry, and they're putting on a conference August 7th through the 10th at Lake Ann Camp up in Leelanau County. And it's going to be an incredible experience. The conference is called He Is, and the whole idea behind the conference is helping to engage the community and young people in discovering more and more who Jesus really is. Who is Jesus as a servant, for example? You know, who is Jesus, of course, as Savior? So we're very excited to offer this conference opportunity for some students at a really great location. Lake Ann Camp is one of the premier camps in the nation. It has incredible facilities, high ropes course, indoor high ropes. It's got lakefront. It's got all of the outdoor things that camps want to have, zip lines and rock walls and great food. And so we're excited to load the YFC bus with kids from the Thumb and in August take them up for this incredible conference experience. But then we also have an opportunity in the fall for our community and for adults from our community. We're going to put on what we call a ministry leaders conference. And this is where we want to dig in and offer some training and encouragement for our current volunteers. As cool as Cheyenne is, he's one person.
Right.
And so the volunteers that come alongside us just really help make this ministry deeper and more effective. And so we're putting on a ministry leader conference October 10th down at Colwood Church in Caro. And it's open to our current volunteers to come for additional training. And it's also open for any churches who would like to come, because the training that we offer our volunteers would be beneficial for any local church. Anybody that wants to serve with youth in their church. And then also for anybody that's like, I'm thinking about volunteering for YFC, come hang out with us for a Saturday morning, you know, find out what it's like. We can put some tools in your hand and then see where we might be able to plug you in to some of our ministry with students. So there's just some cool stuff that's going to be happening with kids and a cool opportunity for adults in the fall too.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. I know we got to wrap up here shortly. Any other items you wanted to hit on right away? We've talked about a lot.
Yeah, you're good. Yeah,
a short
yeah.
Amount of time.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we just encourage people to get online, check out the items. Again, we're very thankful for those who contribute every year, even new donors and supporters. But check it out. It might be something you might want. And also, like you mentioned earlier, Father's Day is Sunday, so there's some grills on our
and
auction
beef.
And beef. So great way to gift your father with some grills, you know, me included.
So. I'd like the beef brisket. So if anybody would like to win the beef brisket and give it to me for Father's Day,
yeah.
That would be great. That would be great.
The brisket. My wife gets those. She'll throw them on the smoker.
Oh, well, we have Pastor Green from Community Wesleyan Church in Elkton. He makes the best brisket, and he donates it to the auction, and it is so good. And like I said, if anybody would like to get me that, I'd be happy to take it with
gratefulness. I think I should probably do a taste test, make sure it's good for whoever gets it, you know.
I think one of the last things just like to say on behalf of Youth for Christ, just thank you to our community. Mm-hmm. We're only here able to do what we do because we live in great places here in the Thumb. And it's just, we're just very appreciative, and we know that we could not do what we do without the support of community and our local churches, and we're just very grateful.
And that being said, you're going to want to go to bidnow.us to register to vote, or vote, bid on items. You can see what's available, bid on as many as you want, and hopefully you win. And don't forget, I mean, there's a lot of great things here. They're also on Facebook and Instagram. You can find more information out about them there. Or you can go to their website, Blue Water Thumb, YFC, Youth for Christ, .org. So Blue Water Thumb, YFC.org. And like you said, you're going to bid on it, you'll win it, and you'll complete the sale when you go to the building and take money there and get your item.
Absolutely. Yes. So,
well, we appreciate you guys coming out and letting us know about this. Hopefully you get a lot of great responses from it and able to do some good work.
Absolutely.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah,
thank you.
All right. Well, we're going to get you back to regular programming, and in about 5 minutes, we're going to have the news.
All of your favorite country music on FM 94.1 WHST and AM 1340 WLEW.